come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Yes, indeedy. It's that indeedy. I like it. Yes, indeedy. It's that time of the week, the time you've anxiously been awaiting, and don't tell me you haven't. It's time for the culinariest and the cleverest, the most riveting, and obviously the most entertaining, the tastiest and the most demystifyingest cooking show where? In the world. Chef of the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs. We are the true theater of the mind radio that is listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on our flagship station, Atlanta, Georgia's news talk leader, AM 1160, the talk of the town. This week, we are so excited. We have been away for far too long, and the lovely Amanda and I were able to work it out this week, but we're going to get back on our monthly schedule because coming here is such an excitement. It is our true exceptional cooking experience and our home away from home. We're talking about Le Cordon Green, the famous Big Green Egg Culinary Center right here at 85 and 285 in the palatial offices of the Big Green Egg Corporate. Chef of the Fat Man is proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. And by Real Sweet Onions, by Schumann Produce, and of course we can be talking none other than Vidalia Onions, as we will be cooking with this week, as we do every week when we get them, and sometimes we even call them that just to say it, because they're so sweet. And we will be here with our onions today, and by Whole Foods, where shopping is just really good for you, but it's also where value matters. By Cutter Cigar Emporium, home of the Southern Cigar Festival. The plans are already in stage for next year, right there in Alpharetta on Windward Parkway. My friends, it is your portal to the world of good times, the world of great cigars, and a world of friends you have yet to meet. Joining me as he does each and every week, he is the gargantuan of goodies, the dynamo of delectables. Delectables. That's what happens when you're...
Like Lunchables?
No, it's delectables are what happens when your super glue comes loose on your gums and your teeth slip. That's what happens. Yeah, because Polident's too expensive. He is, of course, Executive Chef Eric with a K. Just got back from Disney World. Holdo!
Hey, how are you?
Hi. Now, last week, of course,
yes. We
took time off to celebrate. Well, we didn't celebrate. You celebrated. Your 24th anniversary.
I did, yes.
And you got to go down to the House of the Mouse.
We went to the House of the Mouse, had a wonderful time down there. It was a balmy 98 degrees with about 78% humidity.
And, of course, knowing your penchant for large crowds and screaming kids, I know it couldn't have been any better than June in Disney World.
There's nothing I like better than...
Now, we've already talked about the next trip down there. Line. We're going to pull some, see if we can pull some strings for you. Because
what I did find, though, is that if you get on some of these apps, you can buy, like, the fast passes and stuff on the app itself.
Really?
So we were able to shortcut, like, the penguin experience at SeaWorld. We were able to just kind of walk right in while there was a line that was an hour and a half long.
Really?
Yeah. So... That was like
the penguin experience. Was the penguin experience awesome?
It's amazing. The penguins come out. They're swimming, and you literally. So you're not supposed to, obviously, but you could literally touch them. That's how close you are. So I've got some pictures for you that I tried.
I am truly envious.
Yeah, it was. You would be.
And so this is really. This was really fun. So you had a wonderful time.
Well, I did. Yeah.
And I got to tell you, coming up on the holidays, this is the 4th of July. Chef Eric, we are here at the 4th of July, and I got to tell you, there are so many things. You know how many different culinary celebrations are on today?
Many.
Yes, very good call. Nice and weaselly.
Yes.
All right, we've got National Barbecue Day, which, of course, is pretty much traditional. National Barbecued Spare Ribs Day. It is National Baked Beans Day. And where they came up with this one for this holiday, right there, it's like, well, we have everything for the fat man, but how do we help the chef? We have to have a celebration of some National Caesar Salad Day. So those are the 4 days that we're celebrating on this wonderful 4th of July. We hope that you're enjoying your holiday. We hope you're having safe fireworks. Of course, this is the first year, I think, Georgia, you can actually buy fireworks now in Georgia.
You can?
I think yes, you can.
Wow.
This is the first year.
Is it a certain, limited to a certain type of fireworks? Or
I think it's open.
Really?
Yeah. So
everyone was going to Alabama. And
yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so.
It's amazing how the politicians can... The one sound they do hear is, how can we make more tax money? You know, so, I mean, it's a good idea, you know, but, of course, anytime you have heavier hardware, like some of those cannons that they launch, and those what do they call those mortars, those things are very powerful, very dangerous. I hope you all take heed this 4th of July and make it safe. Also, there'll be much Bud Light consumed, and I did get your Facebook post, of which I hope you saw my response.
I did, yes
you did. So that's another thing, I send you some of my thoughts, and you don't, but when it comes to insults and retorts, you get those.
Yes.
You've got a screening system on your phone, which is quite amazing, Chef Eric. You ought to make that call it Eric's app.
Well,
you know, useful and helpful and kind and considerate things you disregard, insulting retorts and genuine debauchery you accept.
If you mean useful, it's when you send me recipes from around the globe or wherever.
Yes.
And that's fantastic. I love that. I appreciate that. But I make up my own recipes.
I know you do. But, I mean, it's like anything else, though. You know, it's always nice to have a base to start from. I mean, all the recipes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you.
There is no original recipe anymore.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I think the original was apple pie. Anyway. Yeah, of course. Of course you would foof it. You know.
what would be
just plain apple? I mean, it wouldn't be tartare. It would be...
Tartatin.
Oh, tartatin. Nah, it wouldn't be that either, because it wasn't cooked. A sushi apple. That's what
that
it would be.
That would be an apple.
Sushi.
That would just be an apple.
Well, you call it sushi salmon.
No, you don't.
If you cut a salmon, do you just say that's salmon?
Sushi actually refers to the rice. So it would be sashimi, if you really...
Okay, Eric-san.
And then it only refers to... fish. So
okay. Well, anyway,
once again,
we have once again, you try to take my right thing and turn it wrong. But anyway, that's okay. And by the way, we were missing your rhino on our other show today. You weren't supposed to take that. That was supposed to be you when you're not there. But so we were digging through looking for it, and you weren't there. But I'm just that's for another thing. But anyway,
well I took my rhino. I carry my rhino with me.
Oh, do you?
Yes, it's my drinking rhino.
Yeah, your drinking rhino. Well, I've got a drinking penguin. We got a veritable zoo. And the zookeeper, our favorite zookeepers, is in the house right now. Did you know, Terry, that it's National Baked Beans Day?
I didn't know until you just informed me. No.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a big thing. But, you know...
Salad is really off the charts.
It is. I mean, my God. Chef Eric will be luxuriating in some fine five-star establishment as he continues to bring on the salad. But speaking of recipes and food, what have you got on our culinary plate for us today, Chef Eric?
Good question.
We are going to do a few things. We're going to do a real traditional chicken al pastor.
It doesn't get any more traditional than that. I mean, it's popular Casa Jenkins for years.
It's actually it's a chicken cutlet that we're going to grill on the Big Green Egg, and but we're going to marinate it in a al pastor, which is pineapple, orange juice, vinegar, some other sort of
stuff. That actually sounds tasty.
It's actually really good. It's one of my favorite things. So we'll do a little taco with that. We're going to do a really nice appetizer with the fire roasted tomatoes and goat cheese that bakes out on the egg, and you just basically dip in it with some bread, and it's kind of it's just great little easy.
Great for the 4th of July, too, especially because, you know, that's, I think, one of the mistakes people make on 4th of July is they get too complex.
Yeah, right. And it's got some good flavors to it, some oregano and some other things, basil. And then finally, we're going to do a meatball onion wrapped in bacon.
A meatball onion. Not just any onion.
A real sweet Schumann Produce onion packed with a meatball round.
And not just any grill.
Covered in bacon.
Covered in bacon. Bacon and onion. It just doesn't get any better than that.
There you go.
And that's what we have on tap for you today. We are live at Le Cordon Green, the beautiful culinary center, now famous throughout the country, as Chef Amanda has established this place as the place to come for your corporate events and for everything else. It's a beautiful kitchen, great TVs to watch everything. Chef Eric and I are here with Michael the Whip Holst, taking it to the streets of, where are we, Doraville now?